Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to get back to very serious sports things here coming up in a bit, but I want to share this story with you guys because I'm not sure if you've seen it. So the CEO of Ticketmaster did a recent interview on CNBC. And it is important to note that the CEO of Ticketmaster, his net worth is quickly approaching $1 billion. I'm assuming that's just off the fees that they have us pay. Like, I'm assuming that he doesn't even take a salary. They just pay him directly with all of the fees. Like, wait, hold on. You're telling me that I can't physically get a ticket, but you were going to charge me to then email the ticket to me? And now I got to pay a fee to the... It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I hate Ticketmaster. Of all the companies, Ticketmaster might be number one on my list of people that I despise. But this is why I want to share this quote with you. So he was talking to a group of people, and he said that music tickets and concerts have long been underappreciated. And he said, and I quote, "In sports, I joke like it's a badge of honor because I spend 70 grand for a Knicks courtside seat. But people beat me up when I say that we only charge $800 to see Beyonce." These people just don't get it, do they, Rob? They just don't get it. Now, maybe you're not a big music person. I like going to concerts. Rob, you like going to concerts. One of the joys is that we all have seen a band or an artist that you love back in the day for real cheap. I'm sure text line 913-586-7965. You guys could tell me some great stories about a small venue where you got a chance to see somebody for $20, $30, $40. They have absolutely priced out the everyman when it comes to concerts and these experiences, especially if you want to sit in a good seat. Think about what it is now for you to go to a concert or a comedy act. Didn't you go see, what's that guy's name? Nate, what's his last
name? I saw Nate Bargatze, yep.
How much did you pay on the tickets?
I paid for my section around $85 a ticket.
So think about this.
That's, by the way, that's pre-fee.
That's what I'm saying. So think about this. So let's say it ends up being with fees around $105 a ticket. So it's $105 a ticket. They want you to buy merch, so they're going to hit you for $40, $45 for the t-shirt. You got to get something to drink while you're there. So you get something, she gets something. They're going to hit you for another $16 to $18 a drink. I imagine you paid to park. You got to pay to park. All in all, just as a floor in going to one of these events, they're going to hit you for $300 to $350. And you want me to do this 2-3 times a month to see all these different acts? Who can do this? And then he's sitting here laughing like, oh, I mean, in sports, I mean, I pay 70 grand to sit courtside for the Knicks. And now people are mad that we charge $800. Like, what? I'm telling you right now, Ticketmaster, they are evil. I'm serious. The people that run Ticketmaster are evil that they've done this to us. It's ridiculous. I don't like them. I really don't like them. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe you guys think that I'm just complaining to complain, and maybe that's fine. I hate them. I really do. I don't like them in any capacity. They just don't get it. They really just don't get it.
I truly don't understand, and Ticketmaster is the first team All-American culprit of this.
They're the worst.
Why do I get charged to buy the ticket off your app and have you email it to me?
Makes no sense. They do that all the time.
I got it. Like, I disagree with it at the time, but like, hey, you got to find a way to get me the physical. I don't like that you charge me for that, but I get it.
I don't mind paying for that.
It's in my email. All I have to do is hit forward, and I just download it into my Apple wallet. Why am I being charged? And by the way, it's not like, you know, it's 84 cents or something. I'm being actually charged to receive an email. It's nonsense.
Yeah, and then it's no sense. And then we all have been in a position where you try to get a concert ticket. Like, they tell you the tickets go on sale at 12 o'clock. Then you get inside the portal. It's like 12:07. And now all the tickets that they're selling you are now resale tickets. Wait, hold on. Wait, how did all these tickets get sold? It's like Ticketmaster buys them at face value and then turns around and then scalps them to you. It's evil. It's shady. If there's one company that we need to be regulated in a system that just needs to be better, it's them over at Ticketmaster. They've been stealing from us for years. They've been stealing.
I also think it works both ways with Ticketmaster. Why I hate them as a buyer, I hate them as a seller. Like, I have KU basketball season tickets. I will sometimes put my tickets on the market because, you know, it's a 6 o'clock game. I can't go. Whatever the reason, I will put them on the market for, let's just say, $50, just for a clean number. I'll then check the app. They're selling. I know they're my tickets. They're in my section. They're in my row for $78. Where did that extra $28 come from? And do I get it once the tickets sell? No, I get my $50 per ticket back. Like, where are these made up imaginary fee numbers popping up? And why does it feel like the seller never gets the benefit of the doubt?
No, never. Someone on the text line says, just stop paying it. It's that simple. Then you just can't go to anything. Almost every show that you go to, either Access runs the tickets or Ticketmaster runs the ticket. That's it. So you just can't go anything. You just never plan on going to another Chiefs game. They do their tickets through Ticketmaster. So you just can never go do anything. Like, I hate dealing with Ticketmaster. I also like going to things. So I got to deal with them. Or I guess you're going to go through another one of those services. But, I mean, StubHub, they're all the same to me. They're all the same. Ticketmaster, I'm telling you. They're the absolute worst.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.